You're not going to finish it like that, are you?
No, no, no. Just taking a breather.
I was going to say. It seemed a bit abrupt.
This is all such rubbish.
No, I wouldn't say that, sir. I was rather enjoying it.
Really?
Yes. I especially like the diddly-dum bit in the middle.
It's not a magic flute, though, is it? Hardly a requiem.
Well, no, sir. But then your requiem is your masterpiece. Nothing's ever going to touch your requiem. This thing has charms all of its own.
I should just burn it. That's what I'd do if I had any integrity.
This is just nerves talking, sir. Tonight's performance, preying on your mind.
Who are all these people you've invited?
Just friends, sir. Nothing to worry about.
I don't have any friends. Only you. Just you. All these years. God, look what I've been reduced to. All pally with the hired help.
Now you're getting all sentimental, sir, and that won't do at all. Save sentiment for music, sir. It's less embarrassing there.
You're quite right. Of course.
And you must finish composing. In a few hours, your guests will arrive, all expecting your new symphony. I really wouldn't end it so abruptly. No one likes things that sound unfinished.
Just tell me it's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right. What could possibly go wrong?
Just a moment. We're here to see Mozart.
Is that a problem?
Well, it's just that when you promised me a concert, I thought we'd be hearing something good.
Oh, Mozart's all right. Some of the tracks on his greatest hits CD are really rather nice.
I didn't think there even was a Mozart. Not really. After so many hundreds of years, no one can live that long. I just thought it was a name musicians used to hide behind when they didn't want to own up to having written anything really, really bad.
I used to think that. By the time he was producing his 10,000th symphony, I thought there could be no other explanation. And yet, here we are. Exciting, isn't it? Oh, I do enjoy getting a mystery to solve.
So do I. I just rather hoped there'd be a nice musical accompaniment. So, can't win them all. Oh.
Now what's wrong?
My mask. It's chafing my nose.
No, leave it. This is a masked ball. The invitation says, Mozart's 100th birthday party, concert and nibbles, bring your own mask.
Oh, it's just great. My nose is itching and I'm going to have to listen to Mozart. And the last thing I heard of his was that soundtrack for the remake of The Italian Job.
Yeah, I admit, by your time, his stuff had gone off the boil somewhat. For me, nothing was ever the same once he started using electronic drum kits. Once you've heard one ambient concept album, you've heard them all.
Gentlemen, may I interest you in a fruit scone?
Oh, not for me. I've already eaten.
Oh, please. Mr. Mozart was very particular. Everyone try the scones. He made them himself.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, just a second. Is that a woman behind that mask?
Hello?
But you can't be. I mean, it's quite impossible.
Well, clearly not.
Forgive me. Madam, I was just... Can I ask where you got your invitations?
Certainly. My spaceship intercepted them in the time vortex.
I see. That really shouldn't have happened.
You don't seem very surprised.
Of course I'm surprised, madam. I'm from 1856. What would I know of time vortexes? Let's not confuse the well-trained reserve of a butler for anything anachronistic. If you will excuse me.
Funny sort of butler. How's the scone?
All right. Bit too much sugar. I'll put it in my pocket for later.
If I could have your attention, please. Gentlemen. You know him? You love him. And it's his 100th birthday. So let's put our hands together and be upstanding for the outstanding Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart! Happy birthday! Thank you. No more. Oh, thank you, my friends. Are you my friends? It's hard to tell beneath those masks. A man must consider himself fortunate indeed to have so many, especially
when I was pretty sure I had no friends whatsoever. Which does rather beg the question, who are you lot, and why are you here? To see me, who at the age of 6 played for all the crowned heads of Europe, now at 100 playing to a bunch of strangers with their faces covered. Still, that's life. But thanks for coming anyway, to witness what I hope will be my greatest performance. You know, I used to be asked, Mozart, they said, what makes great art? And I never really knew. I used to say some guff about a gift from God, but deep down, I was just relieved I could do it. No one asks me now, of course, which is a shame, because I now have the answer. I'll tell you, great art is just a matter of knowing when to stop. That's it. It's as simple as that. I have some music to play you. Oh, it's not very good. Oh, the notes are all right. Nothing's discordant, but it has no point to it, no soul. I've nothing to say anymore. It's just pretty noise. I've had nothing to say for years. And I look back and I wish I'd died young. Before I realized I was just another mediocrity. It's time to stop. This is my performance. Now, sir, put the gun down. Don't fret, my friend. The end of this symphony is long overdue.
No!
Oh, it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. What a failure I am. I can't even kill myself properly. Get out of my way. Well, I'm sure you'll want to thank Mr. Mozart for his new avant-garde composition, which he calls Concerto with Firearm. I do enjoy the refreshments. I'm sorry, sir, you can't go in there. These are Mr. Mozart's private quarters.
This is no time to stand on etiquette. The man's just shot himself.
3 times, and in the head.
I'm a doctor. I can help.
If my master needs help, sir, then I'm the one to provide it.
However proficient in butlering you may be, unless you're also a qualified... Oh.
Please stand back. I would truly regret having to use this gun on you.
There's no need for this.
I don't think a well-bred butler like you wants to disturb this party any further. Do you? Now, I'm going to open that door and my friend is coming with me. If you decide to shoot us, that's up to you.
I do wish you hadn't said that, sir.
So do I.
And why is that?
Because, of course, I couldn't shoot you. A well-bred butler like myself. Very well, then. If waggling a revolver at you really won't suffice, you'd better come with me. But please be sensitive. Mr. Mozart does hate meeting his public.
After you, Evelyn.
Oh, butler. That didn't go well at all. Who the devil are these people?
I'm sorry, sir. The doctor insisted.
I don't need a doctor. I need the exact opposite of a doctor.
How are you feeling?
How do you think? I just fired 3 bullets into my temple and I'm still here, so rather sore. More than a little disappointed.
I wish you'd discussed this with me beforehand.
You'd only have talked me out of it. Well, that's that. Stepping won't work. Hanging won't work, nor will bullets. I am stuck here.
But why kill yourself in the first place?
Wait a moment. Hang on.
That's impossible.
Oh, my body heals very quickly. Apparently even spits out the bullets all by itself. What time is it, butler?
Your visitor will be here soon, sir.
Damn. I was really rather hoping I'd be dead by then.
I shall inform you when he arrives.
Who's coming? What's going on?
I don't know his name. Years ago, when I was young, He came to me. I was dying at the time. I'm sure of it. I was coughing blood. I knew it was the end. And this man appeared from nowhere, wearing a black mask. He told me he could save my life. I could live forever, on condition that on every birthday he would find me and I'd have a new symphony to show him.
I can quite see why you'd be tempted.
It was a trap, Doctor. All I wanted was to go on producing music, to change the world my way, with operas and concertos, and so much beauty. I thought my inspiration would never run dry.
Some would say, I don't know, with a long life ahead of you, why not just try something else?
Oh, I have. Pottery, poetry, pastry making. Did you try my scones?
They were all right.
Oh, I can make cheesy twists, petit four. They're quite tricky. But there's a baker's down the road makes them even better. If you've had a genius for something, it's very hard to put up with being just all right at something else. If only I hadn't signed his contract, then now I'd be dead. But I'd be a dead somebody.
And he's coming here now? Tell him you've changed your mind.
Yes, I can really see the devil buying that.
What? You think he's the devil?
Well, black mask, offers of eternal life. It's all a bit devilish, wouldn't you say? He appears out of thin air, reads my music, has a chuckle, then takes off again. If I wasn't so terrified, I'd find it more than a little rude.
Sir, your guest has arrived.
Then I shall go and greet him.
You know, I'd rather like to see this masked man of yours.
He says he'll only talk to Mr. Mozart.
Well, Mr. Mozart has a headache. Bullets can do that sort of thing.
Exactly. Take us to him.
It's worth a try. What's the worst he can do? Make me immortal again?
He's in here, sir. Be careful.
Hello there. Now, Mr. Mozart thinks you're the devil. Are you really? Or are you, as I suspect, just some 19th century equivalent of a timeshare salesman?
Leave me. I will speak only to Mozart.
Mozart is otherwise indisposed.
That's right. And as his legal representative, I need to point out there's some problem with this contract of yours.
There is nothing wrong with the contract.
Article 37, subsection 3. No contract binding if either party does business behind a mysterious mask. It's a standard clause, which leads me to wonder, who is it that is hiding behind there?
Let's get this mask off.
Keep away from me.
There!
No. You? Oh, how can it be you?
What do we do?
Evelyn, no! Keep away from him!
No!
Oh, Evelyn! Oh, they've vanished. Where's she gone? Where have you taken her?
I've not taken her anywhere, sir. I'm standing right in front of you.
Oh, but you have. That man in the mask was you. You can't deny it.
I'm as surprised as you are, sir. If, as a butler, I wasn't so adept at reining in my feelings, I assure you I'd be gawping.
I've had enough of this. My friend is in danger. I'm in no mood for secrets. Who are you?
I'm Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Let me go.
Steady. These time travel hops can make you a bit giddy.
Why have you kidnapped me?
I haven't. I don't want you. Not my fault if you got too close to the warp field, is it?
Take me back to the doctor.
Only wish I could. But I only get so many time traveling privileges a week. I'm a working man. Only get Sundays off.
Where are we? It's like an enormous kitchen.
Well, that's because it is an enormous kitchen. And as you can see, I've got an enormous amount of washing up to do. I'd best get started.
Just tell me what's going on.
You give me a hand with these dishes, I'll tell you whatever you like. Here, some rubber gloves. Catch! Now, What do you prefer, cleaning or drying?
Well, I've heard about artists being self-obsessed, but surely employing yourself as your butler is taking things a bit far.
Oh, please keep it to yourself, sir. I'd hate the master to find out.
But you're telling me he doesn't know?
You've no idea what he can be like. Poor chap. He has no friends, no family anymore. Only his music. And that's been scraping the bottom of the barrel since the early 1800s. He'd have no reason to get out of bed, no reason to open his eyes. If it weren't for me, his loyal servant, his trusted companion...
Who just happens to be him?
Well, quite. Imagine how he'd feel if he knew the only person who gave a damn about him was in fact him. Talk about a letdown.
And that's what you're doing here, is it? You're here to make yourself feel better about yourself?
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart will live forever. His music may fade away into obscurity, but the man himself can never die. He needs someone to care. Who better than me? At least I understand him. So I traveled back in time to pledge myself to him, protect him for always.
Back in time? So where does a time-traveling Mozart actually come from, then?
You see, Mozart was once considered the greatest composer who ever lived.
I've heard his Eurovision entries. I find that a little hard to believe.
Oh, no, no, he was wonderful. History once knew him as this wonder child, composing operas at the age of 10. And before I popped along and interrupted things, he died in 1791. His masterpiece, his Requiem, completed by his bedside. The world thought they'd been robbed of one of their greatest geniuses. This was sublime music, Evelyn. Music that made you realise there was no limit to what man could achieve. Pass the sponge.
Oh, right. Here.
So, really, you could hardly blame them for what they did.
Blame whom? What happened?
Thousands upon thousands of years later, when cloning was child's play, they went back to Salzburg, to Vienna, rifled through the houses where Mozart had once lived, scraped the very fingerprints from his long rusted harpsichords, and from the DNA created him anew.
And that's you?
Me and my brothers. The Mozart model's a big seller.
What?
Oh, just imagine it. Every home with a Mozart of its own, nice and trim and consumer-friendly, with a German accent smoothed out. Play arias, whistle symphonies, all on tap, whenever you want it. And, of course, do the washing up, the ironing, do the supermarket run.
That's terrible!
They've even got me babysitting. I wouldn't mind, but they're always screaming, you know? I never know how to shut them up.
How many of you Mozarts are there?
Oh, what a rough guess. 800,000.
Why, you must be joking!
Oh, there would be more. But, you know, the Mozart is very expensive. We come with a lifetime guarantee. They put self-regenerating fluid in our blood, just in case of accidents, and that stuff doesn't come cheap.
So why aren't you with your owners now?
Oh, they threw me out. I don't know what happened. Mozart wasn't so fashionable anymore, or something. Lots of us, suddenly, out on the streets, nowhere to go. I begged enough money to get one-time travel trip, came straight here.
And what of those other Mozarts without anywhere to live?
That's why I wanted this concert. Sent invitations through time, told them they had to be here, just to show them why they'd been created. Give my brother some little meaning.
What, the audience? Wait a moment. You mean...
That one there, yeah. With the champagne? That's a Mozart whose owners kept him in a kennel, I ask you. A kennel. That one by the stairs. They worked him day and night without any sleep till he just collapsed, and they threw him out with the rubbish. Even that little kid there, you see? Mm-hmm. That's Mozart as a 12-year-old. The deluxe children's model.
Is there anyone in this house who isn't Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart?
I thought if I could just change history, go back, kill Mozart as a baby, something like that. But, you know, that seemed very unfair on Mozart.
Well, it is a bit.
But then I realised only the good die young. The mediocre just stick around forever. If I saved his life, if he kept on composing more and more until the world was sick of it, then no one would want clones of him. No one would bother with his fingerprints in the first place. And I'd never be made.
It's a rather convoluted way to kill yourself, isn't it?
I don't want death, Evelyn. I want oblivion. I popped back to 1791, pumped Mozart full of self-regenerating fluid. It cleared his tuberculosis no end. And I told him to set to work on some new music. Have you heard some of his latest stuff? Oh, it's rubbish.
What you've done to him is terrible. How can you wreck a man's posterity like that?
Oh, he was only too eager. I'd never want to hurt him. I like the man. Well, it would. He's very like me. He gets to go on living. I get to never get born. This way, everybody's happy.
But Motan isn't happy. He shot himself.
No, it was probably an accident.
Three times?
No, I was just messing around.
In the head?
Ah. No, that doesn't sound like the actions of a happy man, no.
Write yourself out of history if you want to. If you don't want to contribute anything to this funny merry-go-round, that's up to you. But when someone so obviously strives to rise above the rest to make some sort of difference, and when that man is you, how can you bear to stop that? How can you do that to yourself? And I'm not drying this saucepan either. There's still marks all over it. Look.
A blue box appearing out of nowhere. And now a man in fancy dress getting out of it. Ah, oh, yes, Wolfgang, old fella. You're definitely dying.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The one and only.
I once saw my piano concerto in C major played with nothing more than a harmonica and a tin whistle. I thought I'd seen everything. But this takes the biscuit.
I'm here on urgent business. A matter of life and death. Well, yours, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
You've no reason to believe a word I say, but here's someone you should recognise.
Hello, sir. Good Lord. It's me, isn't it?
Oh, this must be confusing for you, sir, but please listen carefully. Any moment now, a man will arrive. You mustn't believe a word he says.
I see. And how will I know this man?
Oh, you'll know him. It'll be you.
Me?
That's right.
So, a man who's me is telling me that I mustn't trust another man who's me?
Yes.
Well done, sir. Well, I'm glad that's clear, then.
Doctor!
Evelyn! Oh, are you all right?
Oh, we found you at last. Back in 1856, he said you'd be here.
This is the man I was talking about. Mr. Mozart, you mustn't listen to him.
Hello? I know this must seem very odd. Heaven help me. It's me again.
And no, please believe me. I wish you no harm. Evelyn has shown me I was wrong. I've come to help.
Doctor, I've spent the last week washing up. He's right. We must do something to help him. No one should have to scrub away at that much grease.
I'm just relieved I'm here in time. Mr. Mozart, another man is coming. You mustn't trust him or believe a word he says.
I get the idea. And who is this man?
Well, that's where it gets confusing.
It's an earlier version of me.
Right. And I'm you, right?
In a manner of speaking.
But wait a moment. This version of me told me not to believe what this version of me says. So,
no, sir, I was wrong. You can believe what this version says.
Oh, that's good.
It'll be another me you have to watch out for. I mean you. I mean us.
Yes. Yes, you know, all this is making me very peckish. Has anyone got anything to eat?
Here. It's a scone I made a start on.
Thanks.
But I only nibbled round the edges.
I hope you like it, sir. You made it yourself. Of course, I don't expect you to believe me. Not after what I've done. So someone you can trust is following on behind me.
So long as you don't mean...
You're there. Yes, you're in the bed.
He did.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, dear. I look horribly old.
100 years today. What have you been playing at, you young whippersnapper? How dare you muck around with my life like this?
Well, it's my life. Out of sort?
No. Trust me.
After the arthritis, and the rheumatism, and living through that rainy spell in the 1830s, I very much earned it. Don't you even think about signing anything which elongates our life. I am telling you, it's not worth it. So, when a man pops up in a mask, don't believe a word he says. And I'm guessing that underneath this mask, it'll be...
You. Yes.
I wish I had something stronger than this scone.
He's taking a while to get here. Oh, good.
I come here to change your destiny. Oh, you've got company.
We know who you are and what you want.
The game's up, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
It's very odd having identical versions of yourself pop up around your deathbed. Pardon me for not rising. I'm a little incapacitated at the moment, whether from tuberculosis or social awkwardness. I can't be sure.
I have a proposal for you.
That will give you immortality. Right. So let me just get this straight. Getting a bit confused. Could be the dying.
Of course.
This is the me I shouldn't trust.
Yes.
Listen to what I say, and you can compose your music forever. I don't know, chaps. Sounds like a good deal to me.
Wolfgang, at the moment you're the greatest composer who's ever lived. By the 28th century, you'll be strictly for the bargain bin. Now, I know you don't know what a bargain bin is, but believe me, you will.
So much talent, so much to offer the world. How can you refuse? Just a moment. This scone I'm eating, you say I made this?
Yes, that's one of yours.
It's not very good, is it? It's far too sweet. And the pastry is all crumbly. Look,
the pastry is so hard to get right.
My future music, will it be like this pastry?
Oh, even worse, once you discover hip-hop.
Oh, that sounds quite ghastly. I'm sorry, masked version of me, but no deal.
What? No?
I don't know if I'm on the way out. I rather suspect I am. But if I die, I die. And if I live, I'll make my music and my scones without your help.
You have to accept. Please, my brothers, talk some sense into him.
The maestro has spoken.
He's condemning countless clones to slavery.
If he dies right now, then nothing will change. He'll go right on being music's greatest genius, and in the future, hundreds of thousands of us will end up wiping dishes and mopping up baby sick.
Ah, but that's what you did to them. The way your owners got fed up with you all, treated you not like musicians, but skivvies. And then all the unemployment, the homelessness, that was you. Only damaging Mozart's reputation, never, ever destroying it.
So, how can I destroy it? Tell me.
I'll make him use panpipes if I have to.
Not even panpipes can help you now. All the bad music you make Mozart write, there'll still be enough people who'll remember before Mozart jumped the shark.
You're saying they'll never stop cloning us and churning us out? Not so long as he's got his masterpiece. Well, that exists, so will we.
And what is this masterpiece exactly?
Oh, his Requiem. Yes, the Requiem is very good. I was always very proud of the Requiem. I've only just finished it, you know. Ever so relieved I got it done before I died. Nothing more ironic than an unfinished Requiem. Lots of lovely diminuendos. I like diminuendos.
This Requiem of yours, where is it?
On the bedside table.
Ah, this is it here.
What are you doing?
Well, I wouldn't rob the world of Mozart's masterpiece, but maybe if it were just a little less masterly. Say we remove the last 6 or 7 pages.
It's very good, you know. Better make it a dozen.
Mm-hmm. This way, his genius will survive intact. There'll still be clones, because there'll always be fans, and fans never know when enough's enough. But maybe this way, there won't be a demand for quite so many of them. And the ones that are made will be actually wanted as a result. Custom-made, not mass-produced.
That might just work.
I don't mind being a clone of an 18th-century composer, so long as I get a bit of respect.
Mozart's unfinished Requiem. I like the sound of it.
Do you really think that just chopping off the end will be enough to damage Mozart's reputation?
I don't see why not.
Well, no one likes something that comes to an abrupt end.